Good morning. 8:56 on 10/16, October 16th, 2012. It's Tuesday. A little bit later than yesterday. Busy day. Podcast with you, and then we'll have this podcast with John Moreau, or Mary Lafferty, Hugh Howley. And work on cat woke me up way too early this morning, but that's okay. I got a lot of work so far. Got quarter share is almost ready to go in terms of format. I've got to go back and look at the front matter. I've got to go back and look at the back matter. The stuff that goes before the story, the stuff that goes after the story. In the writing books, there's way too much stuff before the story, particularly in the ebook. In the paperback, I'm not sure, but in the ebook, way too much stuff. So I need to get out of that and clear some of that stuff away. I need to reset some of the bits and pieces. Some of it I'll put to the back. Some of it I will take to the back and link. I don't have my links back there. So, yeah, beyond that. Oh, there's a new podcast up today. I don't know where to get that linked in. The workshop session with Mike Brudenell was posted this morning. I hope it's okay. I haven't listened to it yet. But that was a fun story to do. I think I talked about it when we were recording it. And the story itself is very, very cool. This idea that he was working on. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with it. It could be very nice. It could be very fun. I particularly like the science fiction martial artist idea. Sort of a kung fu chicken. Not really. Anyway, it was fun. It was a good time, and I hope both people listen and enjoy it. Let's see what else. Media Expo is coming up in January. Somebody else asked me if I want to go along. I'm going to be on the channel. I just can't sign off on it. But, hey, it's too late. At this point, I can't set aside Cosine to go to NMX. And I've already committed to go to Cosine in Colorado Springs, which is like the weekend before and the weekend after. Sorry, at the same time. So I can't sign. They revised their agreement, their image release agreement. It's still not, to my thinking, it's still not adequate because they claim copyright for everything that's created during the con. So, picture, if I were to sign this, some pictures of me in the lobby with attendees. I can't use that picture on my website without getting permission first, because they copyright that. So, even my own pictures taken on my own camera of me are copyrighted to NMX. They don't actually claim copyright, they just claim that they have the unrestricted privilege of copyright. And of course, once they copyright it, then I don't have copyright myself anymore. There's only one person can have copyright at a time. Because they don't specify non-exclusive either, they just say unrestricted. Which is not the same as exclusive, but if you don't actually say, I'm not sure all that does. And that kind of uncertainty makes me nervous these days. It's like, no, I don't need it. about the levels on Sergio. I've got enough trouble with the Sergio I'm facing already. So, yeah, quarter share should be close to going in ebook form. Paperback is still not close, but I figure I better get the ebooks up so I can publish the ebook of Captain Share as soon as possible. Now, Zephyr's Call got also viewed this morning, so people who looked at my book also looked at these other books, but I don't show up on any of those other books as far as I can tell, so it's kind of a problem. By now I should have, it's been 9 days, I should have also bought, so people who bought my book also bought these books, and you should be able to see Zephyr's Call on the list for those other books. So, for example, if you go to Ravenwood, which you would think pretty much everybody who bought Tannis would have bought the first Tannis first. Then I should see Tannis, excuse me, I should see Zephyr's Call under Ravenwood. That's not listed at all. A lot of books that are listed there, but Zephyr's Call is not one of them. Now, maybe it's that I haven't sold as many copies yet, so it hasn't had a chance to appear on that route yet. Which I suppose is possible. It's about 300 copies in 8 days. Not burning out in the house, but just respectable. I get this. Not bad for somebody who hasn't released a book in almost a year. I haven't released anything in this series in very nearly a year. A year on Halloween. A year that week, anyway. I think I released it just before Halloween. Ravenwood last year. One of the things that we were talking about in his class is that he'd like to be an author. He has several books, apparently, at least two or three, that he'd written, but just tucked in a drawer because he wasn't sure, really. And so, one of them that he's really interested in resurrecting comes first of the year. He said, well, you know, I'm trying to go down. Beginning of the year, I want to go through it, clean it up, and then maybe do something with it. And I said, I should just send it to me now. What I think about it. And, it's very cool. It's not my genre. It's a paranormal thriller, I think. But, holy crap, it's really good. I've been enjoying it. There's one small scene that was like, no, you can take that one out. Actually, can't take it out. He has to replace it with something that works better. But other than that, you know, it's really good. In fact, I spent too much time yesterday finding things to do that were away from my keyboard, so I had an excuse to read. I pick up kids a bit early. I had to read for 10 or 15 minutes to just kill some time, so I broke out his book. So yeah, is that good? That's funny. Making time to read. I really probably should. So that's coming along nicely, huh? Look forward to seeing that come on. There's a few prairie dogs on the sidewalk. This one. Trying to get home again. Abby on Facebook. Facebook. And, I'm not the only one she owes that owes her lines and stuff. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm not holding her up. Because everybody's holding her up. I have a pain. So I did record the missing lines. I've got to get the editor down and send off to her. So that would be something anyway. I'm gonna record more. I did plug my Kindle in. One of the problems that I had the other day when I was trying to record the story for Miro was I had plugged my Kindle in for quite a while. And the battery was dead, it wouldn't fire up. So I plugged it in. I'm going to get a short story for Crime City Central. They sent me a short story that I need to read. I was recording another chapter. It's a pretty tall. But all possible, I'd like to get that published before I go away for the weekend. Although, publishing it before I go away for the weekend might not be the best plan. Particularly if things go badly, it would be handy if I were around. So, maybe I'll get it ready and then publish it. And I looked up graduation dates. I'm going to have a problem with Balticon this year because my daughter, in theory, will graduate from high school on Friday the 24th. And under normal circumstances, I would have flown to Baltimore on Thursday for Balticon. So I may not be able to fly on Thursday. I may have to fly Friday night after graduation. Graduate. Yesterday was 75 degrees. I should turn the air conditioning back on in the car. It was that warm yesterday. It's warm right now because I'm wearing a heavy shirt and a fleece overshirt. A couple of layers on top. And the sun is just high enough in the sky. It's shining straight on my body, so I'm getting a lot of heat that way. And I'm building up a fair amount of heat just before. Won't be long as people are there again. Very tall landscape today. Blue sky. Not a full public noise. Funny, yesterday, the same thing happened. The amount of time between when I left the house, made the loop, high thin clouds formed. This morning, even though I was later than yesterday, before, whenever it was that happened, nothing to get into. When I came out this morning and looked around, it was very clear, absolutely. It was all the way around. I couldn't believe it. Now looking up, I can see clouds. It was covered overhead where there were none before. Very, very cool watching the weather change for a very short period of time. Heading up to the back gate. I've already had my breakfast, but nothing here to look forward to. A fresh cup of coffee would do well for me right now. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. If I've counted right, tomorrow I'll have finished 1,000 miles. Yeah, cool. I'll talk to you then.